but the maintaining of an existing facility, and you may weigh that as you will. Anyway, that is quite a different issue than the Tesoro contract, which involves the building construction of a considerably new facility. On the other hand, the Tesoro contract has some of these other issues that you've discussed too. So there are different issues, and I merely wanted to point that out because once the three contracts were announced, it was never brought up again, and I just urge you to look at them separately and not consider them all as one thing.
Thank you. Senator Faircamp?
As chairman on the resources side, I assure you, we will be looking at them separately as we proceed with making our determination.
We do have three different individual pieces of legislation, one for each, so we'll be addressing them in that fashion. One final question, Representative Cowdery.
What, getting back to the constitutional question, I was wondering if the, Bob, get up. I was wondering what the position would be if this contract wasn't approved by the legislature. Would it be the same position that it is?
It is the contract, Representative Cowdery. The contract itself provides that the legislature does not approve this agreement by September of 1983, September of this year, it is void and of no effect. And so by the terms of the contract itself, it goes.
Thank you. At this point, I think we've gone through and got a good presentation. The House side has to go back on the floor here shortly. I'd like to thank everyone for their participation and their patience with us as we went through. I think it's been a big help in trying to get an understanding of just what the issues are and what the contracts are all about. So with that, we adjourn.